Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we're diving into the performance of Ubuntu WSL2 on Windows 11 Pro 2.5H2, drawing on recent benchmark studies that pitted against a native Ubuntu 24.04.3 LTS installation on high-end AMD hardware. The core question here is, just how well does WSL2 stack up next to a dedicated Linux install when you're running resource-heavy tasks, especially in development scenarios? For our evaluation, both WSL2 and native Ubuntu ran on similar out-of-the-box configurations, with performance measured across CPU load, memory use, file system operations, and development tool benchmarks. The platform tested featured an AMD Ryzen 99950X3D, 32GB of RAM, and a rapid 1TB PCIe Gen 5 NVMe SSD. So we're talking a serious hardware environment here. Let's start with CPU and memory usage, which often make or break a developer's setup. WSL2 showed a distinct performance overhead versus native Ubuntu, particularly when running CPU-bound workloads. In our test runs, everyday tasks managed by WSL2 ran smoothly, but as soon as we cranked up the workload, think intensive data processing, code compilation, and other compute-heavy activities, the differences became clear. WSL2 demonstrated increased latency and, on occasion, higher memory consumption, which could be a concern if you're working with large datasets or multitasking between several heavyweight apps. File system performance is another hot topic, especially for workflows involving numerous simultaneous read and write operations. Here, WSL2 predictably fell behind, mainly due to its architecture. The layer that translates Linux file system calls to interact with Windows adds abstraction and slows things down. Developers working in environments where things like package installations or frequent source code changes are the norm may notice the bottleneck. And when we put typical programming tools to the test, especially compilers and integrated development environments running multi-threaded workloads, WSL2 again showed less than ideal efficiency. While simple tasks don't pose much issue, those developing complex software that rely on multiple processing threads could see build times and test cycles stretch out. Many developers love WSL2 for the seamless integration between Windows and Linux environments. It allows you to easily switch between workflows, move files across systems, and even harness Windows-only apps whenever the need arises, all inside one desktop. The cross-platform usability has made WSL2 an attractive option, particularly for those whose daily work ties into business infrastructure or enterprises, where Windows remains the standard. File and app interoperability means you're not constantly rebooting or juggling multiple machines just to get the job done. This helps bridge what was once a tough transition between operating systems, making open source tooling more accessible to Windows users across the globe. That said, if raw performance is critical, especially for things like data science workloads, running servers or high-performance computing, WSL2 might not be your best bet. The report I'm unpacking today offers a few recommendations to help you get the most from your tools. Firstly, for particularly resource-hungry operations, you might want to stick to native Linux or look at virtualization options where hardware resources aren't abstracted away as much. If you do choose WSL2, focus on minimizing file input and output operations and optimize memory usage within your development environments. Keep your systems updated. Both WSL2 and Windows 11 itself receive frequent patches that can deliver real performance gains and refinements. Ultimately, the balance between convenience and speed will depend on your individual workflow and the types of problems you're solving every day. The overall takeaway is clear. While WSL2 is a productivity game changer for a lot of people, there are measurable performance compromises compared to native Linux installs. It empowers you to make more nuanced decisions. If you value frictionless tool access and integration, WSL2 is hard to beat, but if maximum performance is critical for what you do, native Linux is still king. Now, let's broaden the lens. Recent shifts in social media use highlight how digital habits are transforming alongside our technology platforms. Analysts point to waning interest in traditional social networks, with more users feeling burnt out by an abundance of automated content and noise, craving meaningful, human interactions online. Many people are seeking out smaller, private communities, group chats, invite-only forums, even digital gatherings tied to real-world interests, all of which foster a sense of genuine connection. For platform developers and digital strategists, this trend signals a need to rethink how they approach community. Quality engagement and user-centric features increasingly trump sheer user numbers. The lesson for open source and tech culture is not lost here. Build environments that reward authenticity and collaboration, not just growth for growth's sake. That dovetails with another area seeing real-world impact: advancements in sustainability and environmental technology. One standout effort is the lab-grown coral restoration project, led by Rebecca Albright and her team, who successfully spawned coral in laboratory conditions to help reverse the catastrophic loss of living reefs. It's an inspiring success. Coral reefs are under dire threat, with some predictions warning of a 99% loss by 2050 without urgent intervention. By developing robust techniques to reintroduce and nurture coral in real-world ocean environments, these researchers are giving hope to ecosystems and communities alike. Early data suggests the new coral plantings are withstanding some of the harsher environmental changes, and the ongoing monitoring work will shed light on their capacity to adapt over time. Efforts like these illustrate the vital role scientific innovation plays in addressing large-scale global challenges, and they draw on the same spirit of experimentation and iteration that's at the heart of open-source software. Lastly, let's touch on a regulatory story that made headlines: Microsoft's latest maneuvers in response to European antitrust scrutiny. To address competition concerns, Microsoft has unbundled its Teams collaboration app from the main Office suite and is opening up APIs for third-party integration. The move is designed to appease European regulators while simultaneously giving consumers more choice and flexibility in how they select and use productivity tools. On the ground, this could help fuel more innovation and competition, proving that even industry giants can adapt their business models to meet regulatory and consumer demands. It's another example of how the ongoing negotiation between platforms, users, and regulators is shaping our digital future and redefining what openness means on a global stage. To sum it up, today's tech ecosystem is a rich blend of performance analysis, shifting user behavior, vibrant environmental innovation, and evolving regulatory landscapes. Whether you're optimizing your code build pipeline, building digital communities, or following developments in environmental technology, the common thread is adaptability and an openness to change. We hope these topics help you navigate your own projects and interests, wherever they take you in the world of open source, technology, or sustainability. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and check out our other deep dives into the intersection of technology and culture. Thanks for listening.